stayed down there 2 weeks to come home. And I come home and I told my mother, well, I had a chill after I come home. I went back to working in the dairy and I got the shaking so I couldn't milk. So then, so she goes to the fireplace and that soot, it's soft. It's real soft and fluffy. So she's taking the poker, and rakes it and coat it in a pan and put it in a white cloth and put some boiling water on it. And I drink a cup full of that tea. Says that'll cure the chills. I've never had a chill since.
Is that right?
And we've had people come to our place. Oh, I've seen them men shake so. You put them on the bed, they just shake the bed down. She'd go fix them a cup of suck tea. It'll be kind of dark, but it's a flavor out of different kind of woods you use. And of course, I never drank a cup of coffee in my life. I couldn't hardly, I had to close my eyes to drink it because it was dark. But I've never had a chill since then.
Is that right?
But that is what they call soot. And now you take the people used to burn so many wood cook stoves such as that, and then even the fireplaces. Once in a while that soot gets so thick and you put a big flame in there, it'll burn again. And a lot of people think the house is on fire when that soot, the blaze will even run up top of your chimney up there. It's done this and this and up here. But you, if you know what it is, you don't get excited.
What do you call that stuff that's left after the wood's burned?
Ashes.
What color were those usually?
How's that?
What color were those?
They would be a gray color. And that's what the people used to make this here lye soap out of. They take that hickory and oak and fix a hopper outside. They split old boards out of timber then with a fro, and they'd make a hopper. It'd fit like this. And then they'd take them ashes and pour them in there, pour in to get a hopper full. Well, then they'd pour water on there and fix there, and out there would run the liquid that comes through them ashes, and it's alkali. Mm-hmm. And that's lye. Mm-hmm. And boy, listen, you can put a piece of leather or put your hand down in there, it'll eat the skin off that, it'll eat holes in that leather. And then they put that soap, pork grease, bones, and cracklings, and old lard, such as that, and grease in there and cook it in them old time wash spots and make their lye soap. Mm-hmm. You've seen that, haven't you?
I've just heard about it. I've never seen it.
Well,
done.
I'll show you a piece of old lye soap before you leave.
I'd like to see that.
And I got my mother's old wash pot, Lord. She's made them many and many a lot of soap. In latter years, why they got more educated, this, that, and the other, and got she'd make powder, washing powder. She'd cook it so long she knew how to fix it and all, and be just as pretty a washing powder as you buy. But it would sure clean them clothes.
I bet it would.
Oh yes, yes. I've carried many a bucket of ashes and poured in the old hopper. But they don't use no pine ashes. It's all oak and hickory.
Was there anything like a wash pot except maybe a little smaller?
Well, yes, they've had, I know where there's a wash pot up here in Pike County that my wife's cousin's husband's father had back during the Civil War. And it's a great big thing, and they used to boil water. There's some places that it was what's called salt licks in the woods where the deer would go and lick, and it was certainly they'd boil that water and make their salt. And I was run onto it a few years ago. I was up in there, and Estelle told me that was his father's old salt pot. Oh, it's a great big, it'll weigh 400 pounds. It's a big booger, it was thick, but the salt, it eat out one a hole in towards the top. I wanted to buy it, but he wouldn't sell it to me. But I've got my mother's old wash pot out yonder.
Have you ever seen these things that were kind of like a pot, and some people would hang them in the fireplace, you know?
Oh, yeah.
What were those?
Well,